Today, countless other worlds are just a joystick away. But back in commentator Peter Sagal's day, it took the turn of the page, or the TV channel. And now he wonders if there's something missing from the modern brand of video game escapism.
We lost science fiction author Philip Jose Farmer a few weeks ago. And a few weeks before that, I said farewell to actors Patrick McGoohan and Ricardo Montalban. This may not mean much to you, but these three gentlemen, among many others, provided me with an important commodity when I was growing up. Imaginary people. I guess one is supposed to mourn the verdant green fields of one's youth, or the traditional ways that butter was churned, or sinners were stoned to death in one's native village. But I grew up in New Jersey, in the suburbs, where the fields had long since been plowed under for subdivisions, and the only thing that's changed since I left there are the anchor stores in the local mall. I spent my youth in galaxies far, far away, and not just that one, thank you very much. In fact, my physical environment, I can only remember it hazily, but I think this is right, seemed to be designed to provide the maximum number of escape hatches from the real world. There were TVs in the basement, living room, and my bedroom. We had one of the first Atari video game consoles. My bookcases were so overloaded with cheap paperback science fiction books that the cases threatened to topple over on me every time I pulled another tawdry story off the shelf, sending me off to a more permanent trip to another world. But compared to kids growing up today, of course, I was Amish. For example, as much as I wanted to say, go join Aragorn, Legolas, and Gimli at the Battle of the Pelennor Fields, I had to settle for sitting in my bedroom and muttering to myself, oh, why, yes, Aragorn, I'll be happy to help. Oh, this little thing, it's called an assault rifle. It might come in handy. Today, you can turn on your PC and put in your headphones, sign up for Lord of the Rings Online, and just, you know, go there. Although I don't think they allow assault rifles. You can spend your whole life talking with and playing with and beating up imaginary people, and from all accounts, many do just that. But let me say, from the experience of years, I'm not sure this is good for us. Real people, maybe you've heard this, are slightly more difficult to handle than imaginary people, and we should all start practicing now. They're even tougher to deal with than Balrogs, and Balrogs, as everybody knows, are a pain. I'm raising children now. A challenge, by the way, on which J.R.R. Tolkien sheds no light at all, thank you very much. And I see them drawn to the flickering, dimly lit holes leading from our house to the other worlds, the TVs and movies and computer games. And I can understand the almost overwhelming urge to crawl through. But I also wonder if, like me, when they grow up and have to say farewell to childish things, they'll have nothing real to let go of.
Peter Sagal is the host of NPR's quiz show, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.